Follow up. A prior posting on this blog noted that the cost to Harvard of defending its affirmative action admissions program before the U.S. Supreme Court totaled $27 million, and that a goof by Harvard endangered an insurance payment for those expenses of $15 million. A court has now ruled that the goof prevails, i.e., Harvard will not be able to collect that $15 million from its insurance company. From the New York Times. Harvard's failure to tell an insurance company that it had been sued over its race-conscious admissions program means that it cannot use a $15 million policy to cover its legal expenses, a federal judge in Boston ruled on Wednesday. Acting 2 days after Harvard faced skeptical questions at the Supreme Court about its admissions practices, Judge Allison D. Burroughs of the Federal District Court in Boston ruled that an unambiguous insurance policy must be applied as written. She said it was undisputed that Harvard had failed to file a timely formal claim with one of its insurance companies, Zurich American Insurance. It did not matter, she wrote, that Zurich may have learned about the affirmative action suit informally.